for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
We start with the best. So we've got Shannon Neal down here because the debutante has joined us, and he's a very happy boy. We're just waxing lyrical in the ad break, and it was a great day for you, Shannon, and a great start for your Geelong Football Club senior career.
Yeah, definitely. I just went out there and just tried to put my best foot forward. A lot of the coaches just reiterated to me just to do what I've been doing in the twos and just go out there and play my game and just enjoy it. So whatever comes along with that, it's a bonus. So it's great to get the win.
And you look like you had some fun.
Yeah, definitely. That's my game, is just, have a laugh and enjoy it. So not be too serious, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun. So, I bring that part to my game, which is really good.
Shannon, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy for the first time. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Mark Neal talking to you, and hopefully talking to you for a long time here on K-Rock Football. Did you get an inkling during the week that you were going to be playing today or to be on standby? You were named in the squad on Thursday night as an emergency, and we found out this time 24 hours ago you were playing. But how did it unfold for you?
I was listed as an emergency in that extended squad. And then Friday morning we had a forwards meeting just before our captain's run. And Nigel Lappin called me and just said, Gary Rowan's a bit sore, so just stay on your toes for the day. And then went through the meeting, had our team meeting, and then after the captain's run, Chucky did a test. Sorry, Gary Rowan did a test. And then I was fortunate enough that Chris Scott broke the news to me, which I was over the moon with, and all the boys got around. It was such a great feeling. And I think the one moment I really enjoyed most was calling my parents and my pop just to let them know I was playing, and that was a moment I'll never forget.
Were they able to get over? Because I know obviously you got to get the logistics done to get them on a flight and all that sort of stuff. Were they able to be here today to see your debut?
Yeah, they were. My pop and my nana here, and then my dad and my mum are here as well. So it was a great effort by the club, and I'm really appreciative that they did everything they could to get them over here and watch my first game. And it was really good to have them here and to have them present me with my first game jumper.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got the pre-game vision from out of the rooms while we were in our pre-game of the jumper presentation. Take us through the emotion of receiving your jumper in that way.
Yeah, it was, like I said before, it was a moment I'll never forget as well. It's really a day I'll never forget. But to have my mum and my dad both have my jumper in their hands, and my mum started tearing up, which had me in a few tears as well. But it was just such a sentimental moment for me and my family. I've worked really hard, and my parents have done everything they can to help me get here. So it's not just a big moment for me, but it's a big moment for my whole family as well.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Cats debutante Shannon Neal. Here's Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
Shannon, congratulations on your debut and also debuting with a win. Absolutely outstanding. Hey, mate, can you tell us a little bit about your marking? Gee, you go at it hard in the air. It's absolutely fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it's something I've been working on ever since I really got to the club. Harry Taylor coming back to coach us this year has been like a really big resource for me. I do a lot of work with him, and that's something I've really built my game on this year, is just, launching at the footy and taking it at the highest point. And I was unfortunate not to grab a few today, but I guess that comes with confidence, and I can't wait to get out there more with the boys and just, hopefully stick a few.
Yeah, you're right, mate. I think it'll come with confidence. It also comes with it just the more times you do it. Yeah. You looked really good. Hey, we were talking about you before game, and one of the questions was posed. Some players come up through the younger ranks and then the VFL, and they sort of lock into a position on the ground and they train it and then they just go through it. But it was brought up before the game that you in the VFL, you've been playing in different roles. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, obviously a COVID interrupted year, I just wanted to put my best foot forward, and obviously my first year had not so much expectations, just to come in and be comfortable with the boys. But last year I played, I think, about six games, three of them down back, three of them up forward. Versatility is something I really like to bring to my game, because it makes me more of a dangerous player, and I guess at the selection table it can have a benefit. But this year I've kind of found a bit of a groove up forward and pitch hitting in the ruck, and I've really enjoyed every role that I play, and I just love helping out the team wherever I can.
Sorry, boys, Kingy. Shannon's one more question, and that's it. He's been called into a meeting.
I was just going to ask you, Shannon, did you forget to dip your hands in the Grippo today?
Oh, no, I don't usually use Grippo.
I think you should start.
Yeah, I feel like if I use Grippo, I'm going to have to start using it training, just because if I go to kick the ball, it might interrupt that. But yeah, it's something I might have to get used to.
You nearly pulled down three hangers.
Shannon, we'll let you go. We really appreciate your time. I hope we're talking to you more in the future, because you're going to turn into a star, we hope, and you played really well today. Well done, and look forward to talking to you again on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, boys. Really appreciate it.
Shannon Neal joining us here on K-Rock Football.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.